You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Stafford looking slow.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Evan Burkhardt, all this past weekend. Matthew Stafford, best season of his career. MVP, great season so far from Matthew Stafford. And Odyssey Sports NFL insider Mark Schlereth on the show just now saying, you think the Rams might be the best team in football? Hard to disagree, given what they've done this far this season. Femi joins me here. Femi, your thoughts? Well, first, I guess I should ask you about the Packers after last night. I have declared them dead as far as a Super Bowl contender is concerned. Do you share my pessimism for the Packers? And let's kick around the NFC.
Yeah, as far as winning a Super Bowl, yes, they are dead. Now, I still think they're going
to
be a
team. Does it hurt you to say that or no?
No, I mean, I don't root for the team. I mean, I was invested. Like, I had some, like, Packers over Bills, which, I mean, that was never going to cash because, I mean, have you seen Buffalo lately? But I had some
better
some,
chance,
like,
Buffalo or Green Bay, of going to the Super Bowl.
Green Bay. Because Green Bay at least has, like, a potential for an elite unit with their defense. Like, you know, the Parsons and that pass rush, they get going. I think that defense can actually carry them in the playoffs. Buffalo, I don't even know what the redeeming quality is outside of Josh Allen. I really don't. Like, I just, it's like, hey, like, we got Josh Allen. Okay, what else you got? Nothing. At least Green Bay, they have a fighting chance, and they're going to be like one of those like kind of scary wild card teams that you don't really like want to like be super excited to play. But the ceiling to me is like maybe a playoff victory, maybe with the right matchup they can get to the NFC title game. But I don't see it ever getting to the Super Bowl, which pains me to say it because, yeah, like I thought this team was going to win the NFC and win the Super Bowl when they traded for Micah Parsons. But hey, the quarterback's way too inconsistent. The head coach clearly doesn't trust the quarterback, which we found out last night with the amount of run plays and how he was calling the game. And when
you
watch the quarterback
line
play,
or the quarterback that he doesn't trust,
I think
it might be both.
Man. I disagree that the line is bad. Are they like the best offensive line ever? No, but I don't think there's like bad players on that offensive line. And there's times where Jordan Love
They're
is
not
just
playing well though.
Big play, but I think a lot of it is Love big play hunting. Like he's like, hey, like let me just sit back because I think this play, because like I know like Aikman on the broadcast last night was like, hey, look at this third down. He had a guy in the flat. He could have gone there, but he turned it down and wanted something down the field. I think it's more of that to where now the offensive line looks bad because the quarterback's holding on to the football. I know like everyone throws around like sacks or a QB stat and all that stuff. And to some extent, I do agree with that. But to me, I think this is more so Love making the line look bad than it is the offensive line not being able to protect.
Okay. So break down the NFC for me then. Green Bay is off the list for you?
For winning a Super Bowl, yes, they're off the list. There's three teams I have on the list for the NFC to win the Super Bowl. And I'll do them in order, because let's get spicy. Femi Abebefe, Philadelphia Eagles hater. Number one for me is Detroit Lions. I think the Lions are the best team in the NFL.
Lions two, over Eagles on Sunday for you then?
Not necessarily on Sunday because the Lions' defensive injuries.
Stop. Come on, man. You can't do that then bet the Lions on Sunday. Best team in the NFL? Why don't you bet them?
Because the season doesn't end today, does it? Like, this is also a projection. That's what we're talking about.
You think the Lions are better than the Eagles, yes?
Yes, I do. I think they're better.
You're not going to bet them on Sunday?
Have you seen their secondary? There's all the injuries. Like, can we see an injury report? Can we get Terrion Arnold? Can we get DJ Reed? Can we get Kirby Joseph? Like,
these guys aren't out for the year.
Like, they're not out for the year. They're going to come back, but I don't know if they're going to play on Sunday. So, yeah, I can do I'm not betting Detroit, but I do think in a playoff game, relative health on both sides, that's when I'll be betting the Detroit Lions. Because I think the Lions are the best team. And I think at the end of the year, we're going to see the Lions represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. But on Sunday, if the injury report is bad, hell no, I'm not betting them. Why would I do that? Just to be stubborn? No. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. So I think Detroit's number one. I think the Rams are number two. And I have Philly at number three. I still think this coaching staff is bad for Philadelphia outside of Vic Fangio. And yeah, they won the Super Bowl last year. Great. Do it again. Do it again.
Wow. I mean, dude, that's tough, do it again, dude. You won the Super Bowl. I still don't believe. Win another one, and then I'll trust you.
Win another. The fourth and sixth decision last night.
Like, it was terrible.
I honestly think that's the dumbest decision.
It was really bad.
Like, it was. I think bad is being kind.
It was. Like, it was atrocious. I killed him. I agree with you. I thought it was brain dead. It was terrible.
And Kevin Petullo, who, like, you've been crushing on this show all throughout this season, rightfully so, by the way, as the Eagles lead the league in three and outs. That's not a made-up stat. With all the talent that they have, you trust that OC? I don't. So go ahead and do it.
They just don't lose. Like, that's the thing. Like, they win, like, every game they play. And I have when I bet the Eagles, mm-hmm. I feel like going into the game, I feel like I've got, like, a warm blanket on me. Like, I'm so confident that they're going to make a play, they're going to get it right, because they have the best players. And even if the coaching staff is bad, and I don't know how good Petullo is, Sirianni, I think, is a good coach. Like, terrible decision last night. Sirianni is a good coach. Like, he is. He just is. Like, went to two Super Bowls, could have beaten the Chiefs in the one that they lost. They go to the playoffs every year. Like, he's not a bad coach. I think the players are good enough to kind of make up for maybe, you know, Petullo not being great. Fangio's obviously great. They just win all the time. Like, when I bet them, I feel good.
But do the other teams, do you think, have enough talent to where the coaching will become a big factor in the playoffs? Because that's the question. I think Detroit has enough talent. I think the Rams have enough talent. Last year, the Rams might not have had it. Like, it was in the snow, and the Rams' offensive line wasn't that great, but the Rams are playing much better football than they played last year. And I'm saying this as somebody who was championing them all last season. The Rams look better. Seattle's where I draw the line. Like, I don't think the Seahawks can beat the Eagles in the playoffs. Like, I'm not here for that. I mean, maybe the Seahawks will prove us all wrong, but I don't really believe that.
What was
that.
The rest of your list, by the way? Did you get on? I wanted you to get through the list.
The Eagles are number three. The Eagles are the third team. Those are the three teams, I think. Like, I think Detroit's going to represent.
And Seahawks, but Seahawks and Green Bay off the list.
No, they're not on the list. No.
Those are the three teams. Donald.
I mean, we saw it. In the big spots, I don't know, man. Like, I'm not buying into it. Are you? Like, I'm not doing it. But yeah, to me, I think the other teams, talent wise, are there. Detroit feels like the forgotten team at this point right now in the NFL. And I don't know if it's because they have the bye week and then they played a bad Commanders team. And last week they lost to JJ McCarthy and the Vikings. And I don't know what the heck was going on post bye week for the Detroit Lions with that game. But I, watching this team, they make offensive football look so damn easy when they're clicking. And they're so explosive with J-Mo and Amon-Ra and Laporta and Gibbs. Like, this team can go toe-to-toe with the Philadelphia Eagles, and we'll see their offense at least have a fighting chance. Let's see what happens on defense with the injury report. But, yeah, you give me a good injury report, I will bet the +2.5 or +3, whatever it is, Sunday night. But if it's bad, I'll sit back and wait, and I'll bet it in January when the Lions beat the Eagles.
Ooh, I love that's a little spicy from Femi. Yeah. You better bet on this Tuesday. So, but we're both on the Rams on Sunday against the Seahawks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Stafford at home against the Seahawks. So, like, yeah, like, the Seahawks can win, but I don't believe they're going to. I like the Rams. I like the Rams in the game. Do you think the 2.5 is ever gonna come back? Do you think we just hang out here at 3?
I think
we're 3 across the board now.
I think it could come back.
Seattle's without their center. Like, it's.
I'll tell you what. If I had not laid Rams 2.5, I don't think I would lay Rams 3.
Yeah. I think 3 to me feels like the right number. Because like the Seahawks are like, they are a war machine when they're playing bad teams. But the Rams are not a bad team. So 3 is probably just where we need to be. But man, if you see Seahawks money and people say, oh, I can get plus 3 with the best team in DVOA has ever seen, then yeah, Rams that under a field goal to anyone who hasn't gotten it. Yeah, that's what you're looking out for this whole week.
We will do It Moved coming up tomorrow on the show. We'll talk about all the line side and total movement this week in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I do want to get your thoughts on at least one other game, though, coming up for this week. And that,
hold on, before we do that,
yeah.
Do you like the Eagles as the NFC favorite? You like them?
I do.
Who do you think is the team that would give them the best challenge in the playoffs?
The Rams.
Gotcha. Okay. So you're rambling.
I like the Lions also. I agree with you on those three teams being the best teams, but the Eagles would be my number one. I would go Eagles, Rams, Lions have to be third for me. And I guess the thing that we haven't gotten into yet, and it went awesome last week against like a terrible Commanders defense. What about Dan Campbell calling the plays now?
It looked good, didn't it? Now, it's of course the Commanders defense.
It's Washington. Yeah.
And I
love Dan Campbell. That's the big caveat. I don't want to be negative against Dan Campbell here, but we just kind of like don't know how this is going to go.
Yeah, I have faith just because I think he's just such a rock star coach that he's going to figure this thing out. And they seem to be dialed in. Jared Goff believes in it, obviously, as he was saying after the game. I just think they have too many good players. But the big thing with Detroit is, can that O-line stay healthy? Because now we're seeing Decker get banged up, Penei Sewell's getting banged up. Those guys got to stay healthy because that's the fastball for the Lions. As much as the skill guys are awesome, it all starts up with what they have on that O-line being really good in protecting Jared Goff. If that O-line's playing the way they're playing, shoot, I mean, I guess you can't say anybody because they took the play calling away from John Morton, but I trust that Dan Campbell will be able to figure it out.
Okay. We shall see. What do you make of Packers 7 at the Giants?
Do we think Dart's playing or is he sitting this one out? I guess not sitting out, but is he still in the protocol? Because if he's in the protocol, I would never take plus 7. I'd only lay 7. And I love a dead cat bounce spot, but
let's say Dart plays. Let's say Dart plays.
I'd take plus 7 if Dart plays.
But I don't think
it's
going to
be 7. It
would be less.
Not going to be.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. I mean, what are we talking, like, maybe 6 if Dart plays?
I would lay the Packers.
Yeah, it does feel like this is like the Packers are a horrible spot to where, like, fading them feels like a little bit of a fool's errand.
It's not only that, but it's also the Giants roster is actually good spot. And the Brian Daboll was holding them back spot.
Is that the conversation locally where you're at?
Well, I mean, it's not everybody saying that, but there are people that are saying, like, the roster's actually pretty good. And I said, I don't have the energy to do this. Did you see the list of candidates that the Giants are interested in? Giants fans are so sensitive. It's unbelievable. Like, my mentions have been on fire for 24 hours straight because I have dared to criticize, like, what the Giants' plan is here. That the initial list of candidates is, like, Steve Spagnuolo, former Giants defensive coordinator, who was a terrible head coach when he was with the St. Louis Rams back in the day. Like, Spags is a great defensive, he's not a head coach. It's okay.
He's a legendary DC. We don't have to pretend. Yeah.
Legend, yeah. Like, Hall of Fame defensive coordinator. Antonio Pierce. And I love the like the NFL insiders carrying the water for the Giants. So it's a connection to Tom Coughlin, you know, because he played for Coughlin and like won the Super Bowl. Like, we watched Antonio Pierce coach, right? Like, I'm not crazy here, right? When the first three names publicly floated out there are Lou Anarumo, a good Paisan, doing a nice job, well, also like presided over like the worst defense ever last year with the Bengals. Lou Anarumo, Antonio Pierce, and Steve Spagnuolo. And like, people want to be excited about this. Like, what are we talking about here? I think the Packers are going to annihilate the Giants on Sunday.
We're talking about Super Bowl 42 is what we're talking about. They're getting into people's fields, man. Maybe Strahan will be the DC. I don't know.
Honestly, like, I'll take it. At least be interesting.
Yeah. Defensive line coach, OCU Mignora for the New York Giants. Like, I don't know what we're doing.
Bill's right. It goes like Jackson Dart is the future of this team. Like, why would you have Antonio Pierce come or Spags or Lou Anarumo?
Yeah. Now, I'll say this. I don't subscribe to the theory that it needs to be an offensive coach, but I would not be doing this. Lou Anarumo, you can maybe talk me into, because like, I mean, we haven't seen it. But Spags or Pierce, no, like, come on. And also, too, if you're Spags, why would you want that job? Just go win a couple more Super Bowls with Kansas City and retire.
He probably wants to be a head coach again one more time, I would think, no? And, like, he was the interim head coach for the Giants for a little bit.
How old is he? Isn't he getting up there now?
He's probably his mid-60s.
He's 65. Yeah, he's 65 years old. I mean, I guess Steve, if you want to, you know.
Steve Spagnuolo.
One more time. I don't know. Like, it's just, to me, it feels like you got a great job, and yeah, you're not the head coach, but you seem to get a lot of flowers as a defensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs, who go to the Super Bowl every single year. Who do you want them to hire? Do you have a wish list?
Well,
Tomlin on that list. He might be available.
I put this out there yesterday, and people get mad. Like, I understand that Brian Flores is suing the league, and like, the Giants are part of that lawsuit. If the Giants came to Brian Flores and were like, hey, like, we'd like to, do you think he's going to be like, no?
He would take he would definitely take it. I mean, that's just, so he can't be picky.
Who do I want? I want Brian Flores. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but Brian Flores is who I want to coach the team.
No, so Steelers fire Tomlin. You interested? You might be headed.
Not going to. I don't think. What I want is if it's a defensive coach like Flores, I want a strong. Like, I want, honestly, give me the Miami Dolphins castoffs. I would take Flores and Mike McDaniel, and McDaniel as the offensive coordinator. I think would be awesome.
Wow, someone's gonna get an awesome OC with him. I think. Yeah, McDaniel. Right? I think. Yeah, you don't want him as your head coach, but the OC.
Yeah, like Mike McDaniel with Jackson Dart.
That could be fun.
It would be fun. They'll screw it up. They're gonna hire Mike Kafka. Like, that's what's gonna happen. All right. Quick break. On the other side, we will talk about the Dallas Mavericks firing Nico Harrison, what's next for the Mavericks, and a wild Monday night in the NBA here on a Tuesday. You better, you bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.